Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Every show we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, in the wings. Bob, Indiana, last time you and I talked, the governor was getting buried underneath trying to explain his interpretation of this religious freedom law. And now there's a lot of different groups, sporting groups, like the Women's Final Four for next year. They're talking about pulling out of Indiana. And he said that he wants the legislature to take a look at it. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, this has gotten even more interesting, Kate, in the last couple hours. Governor Pence did say within, by next Friday, he wants a bill to correct this. They're not against, discrimination against people for their sexuality. And the Final Four coaches themselves, not only the NCAA, but they came out and said how mad they were about this. Anyway, to make a long story short, which may now turn to a longer bill, they talked today, and as I read what they are saying, the legislators are saying that they're going to make it clear that their state in this bill does not discriminate, and they're going to add based on sexual orientation. Well, the interesting thing about that, if they do that, in fact, they will be amending all of the Indiana law, because right now sexual orientation protection is not part of it. So it might be very ironic if the very people who wanted to actually discriminate for sexual orientation might be part and parcel of changing the entire Indiana law. Now, I don't know if that'll go through, but they're stuck because if the conservatives don't vote for this, that means they will have to have Democratic votes, and if they do, they're going to have to do what some of the legislators want in the sense of no discrimination for sexual orientation. So I think it's just another dynamic to see how Governor Pence handles this.
Yeah, boy, no kidding about that. All right, so we move on to the U.S. and Iran, and I guess they reached an outline of a nuclear deal. And we'll know more of the fine strokes a little bit later on, but does this look like it's going to happen? I mean, the foreign minister for Iran said, this is it. This is the chance to have this be opened up. So does it look like it's going to become a reality? What are they saying in D.C.?
Yes, actually I received a message from Switzerland from Dr. Tridhar Parsi, who's an Iranian-American. He put out, according to his Twitter, that the deal's there. There's details yet to come, but it's a deal. So now, of course, John McCain, Lindsey Graham will go crazy, as John Boehner will. I'll predict that. It doesn't matter what the deal is, they'll go crazy. But they're going to have to deal with the fact that our countries are entering a deal with Iran, unless the White House or the Iranians or the other countries involved. We're not alone. I mean, there's, Germany and England and Russia, et cetera. And unless everybody backs out on it, there's a deal. And then, the Congress in America is going to have to do what it But right now, I think the deal's there. Some details will have to work out by June.
All right, so some of those finer points, and they do have till June. They mentioned that before. Hey, just as kind of an aside, you know, you never know who's going to run for Congress, but did you see this where Al Franken was actually encouraging David Letterman to run for Senate? Can you imagine?
Really? Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because now he's going to be bored. What's he going to do?
Jay Leno ran against him.
That's right.
Cool?
Then it would be the late night wars all over again, only this time in Congress. That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, Bob Ney, thanks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
I can remember as a kid growing up taking piano lessons, and I can also remember I think the first instrument that I learned to try to play, but it got me so excited, and it was pretty easy. I was in kindergarten, and this was when I was in New York at one of the public schools there. I played the triangle, and I just remember the power and how I felt in learning a little bit about music and all of us being together in both of those, the piano example and in doing the triangle. And sadly, what's now happened is music is becoming such an elective in so many schools that sometimes it's taken out of the school or it's not encouraged as much. And what music, I think, does for students and how it lifts you up, because I know from my own personal experience and the kids around me, I think it's something that I really honestly believe we don't want to lose with kids and with students of all ages. So I am really psyched to have Vincent James on with us, because his mission is to promote that, to promote how valuable and important music is actually in all of our lives, whether it's academically, I was talking about that in a sense, or whether it's a therapeutical kind of thing, or just how it makes us feel in society. And we've done this before, where you're driving down the road and you hear the song you like, and it's like you want to shout out, roll your window down, and start singing the song, and you feel pumped up and happy. And I've seen that, trust me, across the board in all ages. So anyway, he's in our virtual music room. Vincent James joins us now. Hey, Vincent, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Kate. Great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
So you heard me talk initially about that it's sad that music sometimes is getting left aside or cut back or not encouraged as much in schools. And to me, boy, I think that could make all the difference in the way so many of the kids actually even feel as they go about the rest of their day. Am I right on that?
Oh, you're nail on the head there, Kate. I mean, music builds so many skills for the kids, you know, growing up. You know, it builds their social skills. It helps give them more confidence in other areas of their life. It helps develop their brain in ways that other activities don't, which actually help them in many of their other subjects, whether it's math, English, or science. So to pull that away from the kids, to make it an elective, or even to make it so it's not available in many cases, to me is like a crime.
Boy, yeah, I agree with you. And did that all start because, hey, we're cutting back and we can't afford that? And, you know, so it became the dollars versus we have to emphasize other things in school, but not, to me, not realizing the potential of what that could do to students.
Right. Yeah, I definitely think that's a large part of it. I mean, you know, even starting before the recession hit, you know, a few years back, you know, you started to see music programs being cut, and budget had a lot to do with it. And there's also the attention that the school administrators, you know, statewide, you know, throughout the country, are the emphasis they're placing on what they call their core subjects, you know, the science, the math, the English, the history, you know, the things that they feel, you know, can be objectively tested and measured. And, you know, they feel like we're, you know, obviously as a country we're trying to compete, you know, with many other countries to turn out kids that are well educated. But I think they're losing the sight of the fact that music and art, you know, need to be a part of that to have kids be developed as best as they can be.
Yeah. So what do you do? How do you kind of fight this? What can you do? How can you reach out, or how can listeners who are around the country hearing what we're saying, what can people do?
Well, what we're trying to do is number one, is educate people how important music is in these areas. You know, the education areas, the therapeutic areas are just making us happy, and all the reasons why it's important and how it affects different people's lives. And then we're hoping to use that groundswell to help, you know, little by little turn the tide in the school administrator world where they can, you know, add the arts back in. You know, they have STEM as a big initiative, the science, technology, engineering, and math. Well, there's a big fight to put A in the middle, which would be arts, to call it STEAM, to make, you know, music and art also be one of the core subjects that are measured, maybe not objectively measured, but, you know, have it in there so that it's part of what the kids get every year.
Yeah. Well, for you, tell me about why music is important to you. Did that start when you were younger, too?
Oh, like you, I started playing many, many years ago. I mean, when I was in school, that is. And played trombone through elementary school and then piano a little later. And I loved your example with the triangle. It's such a cool instrument, you know. It's like, to me, it's a magical instrument because it has that little ring, ding, ding,
yeah,
ding. And you can sometimes just take a triangle and add it to an arrangement, and it makes all the difference in the world. And people step back and don't even realize why, but it's the triangle that's doing it.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yes.
And so when we see that, so you were sucked into that early. Did you teach music? Have you taught music?
I teach
or done
piano
any of that?
And have done
mm-hmm.
that. I teach piano for a number of years. And you just see what it does for the kids that are coming in, you know, again, to all their skills. And it just helps them be more attentive, I think, in life, which, you know, is a key trait in order to be successful in whatever you end up doing.
Yeah, and, you know, I mentioned that thing about being therapeutic, and you can talk to psychologists and you talk to others in the field, and they'll tell you that there is something about music. That's why a lot of times, even with meditating, for people meditating, they use music, because the music can be very soothing, right?
Yes, no, absolutely, and there's been a number of hospitals that have actually begun to integrate, you know, music and art therapy as part of their regular treatments. I think I just read an article, Los Angeles Children's Hospital, where last year 10,000 patients had some sort of music, art, or dance therapy as part of their treatment. And they're doing this because it works. It helps the patients feel better. It helps them heal faster. And it just gives them an overall more positive experience, whereas, you know, as you know, being in the hospital generally isn't a fun place to be for whatever you're there for.
Yeah, no kidding. And you just went through this, and I think this is great, and I can imagine where it could end up in a couple of years, but you just went through the first annual Teach Music America, and what you were encouraging and what you are encouraging is that music teachers would find one new student where they could give them a free 30-minute lesson. Just bring one person in or offer it to one person. And yeah, with one person, that multiplies, as we know. And what a great thing. And I hope people listening, if you have that musical background and can do it, what a terrific thing that would be. Did you get any feedback on trying to do that and raise that awareness?
We started to a little bit this year, but like you said, we just kind of launched that only about a month or two before it was coming up on us. So I definitely expect it to build each year. And we're reaching out to music teachers and musicians. Even if you don't normally teach music, you know, take time, you know, 30 minutes to teach someone new, you know, just one free 30-minute lesson. Doesn't mean you're committing yourself as a teacher, but you're opening up the eyes to that child or even an adult, you know, to the gift of learning how to play an instrument, and that may get them hooked and further them develop, you know, they'll want to further develop that along the way.
Yeah. You mentioned trombone for you and piano. What's your favorite? What's your favorite instrument now?
Definitely piano. Piano, probably because it's what I'm best at.
But do you remember the first time, though, you touched the keys? Didn't your, my hands felt like, and I had decent hands, but they felt like little claws when I was trying to learn that in the beginning.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge when you're starting out. But, you know, we're younger, obviously, everything seems harder, but it gets easier with time.
And also, don't you find this, Vincent, that now there's so many tools in teaching you instruments. There's a lot of shortcuts to learning. Like, for example, if you play the guitar, they've got something where you can learn the chords easier. And I think it's the same with piano. So there has been, and people listening, if you always want to take lessons in something, but you shied away because you thought, oh, I don't have any musical ability. Now there's great ways to teach people. There's been a lot of innovations across the board with instruments, I think, and the way you can teach people. Don't you feel like that?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, you can get a piano or a keyboard or a guitar for $100 or even less in some instances, and there are literally hundreds and hundreds of YouTube videos, instructional videos of all levels teaching you how to play, you know, piano, guitar, and any number of instruments that you can, you know, if you're motivated to learn on your own, it's there, you know, for the taking, so to speak. Whereas when I was growing up, there was nothing like that. You had to find a human somewhere to teach you.
That's right, because now that goes along with apps and the internet and everything, that you can go and you, like you say, you could have an instruction-based thing to start off that way if you wanted, and then of course if you get more advanced, I mean, there's other ways around that too, but there's just something about music, and there's no doubt about it, it enriches our lives. And I hope people listening to this conversation that we're having with Vincent just grab the bull by the horns, and if you are an instructor or you're a musician, help somebody out, get them involved. The more we spread that word, I think the better we are as a society, because of what it does to us and how it makes us feel. Vincent James, thanks so much. It was great to have you on the show. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you so much, Kate. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Oh, I bet she's in the yard again. I'll have to call the cops. She follows me everywhere I go. I can't make her stop. I swear sometimes she's been inside my house when I've been gone. She's about to drive me crazy. Hey, let me tell you what's going on. Taylor Swift is stalking me.
She's
stalking me. She's piling in the backyard now, up in that tall pine tree, with a pair of night vision goggles focused right on me. I swear she's everywhere I go. You know, it's plain to see.
I bet she's in the camera, two pictures in 3D.
Taylor Swift is stalking me.
Know the song, the Streaker song. Who doesn't know the Streak? I don't care if you're a millennial. I don't care how old you are. I think everybody remembers this song because it's one of those major hits that was funny, that was solid, that just lives on and on and on. And how cool would it be to have your music live on and on and on? And then you're creating new music. So what a great career. Certainly Ray Stevens has had, country and comedy legend without a doubt. Ray, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
Before we dive into your new stuff, you got to tell us. You got to give everybody a glimpse behind the curtain. How did the Streak? How did you come up with that in your mind? What spurred that on?
I've always believed that current events are great material for popular songs. And I was on a plane flying from L.A. to Nashville back in 74, I guess. And I was bored, and they had these little, they still do have these little magazines on the plane to read. And one of them was Newsweek or Time or one of those. And in the back, they have these little blurbs about news events. And one of the news items was about a college student in California who took his clothes off and ran through a crowd. And they called it streaking. And I thought, man, now that's an idea for a song. So I got back to Nashville, where I live, and put the song together as fast as I could. But by the time I could get in the studio and record it, it was such a hot idea that there were like a dozen other streaking records already on the market. But I think I had the jump on them as far as writing my song, because I had a little more time to put something together that made sense, and I put mine out anyway, and sure enough, it was the one that made it.
So when you were traveling around, and obviously you're performing the song, and there was great animation also that was connected to it, when you were doing that, did people come up to you and say, did you become identified with that song? Hey, you're the streaker guy. You're Mr. Streak. Did that happen to you?
A little. You know, we did a lot of live shows back in those days, and just about every performance for a couple of years, we'd have a streaker. And it was... Excuse me. Sometimes it was really interesting. We had some really pretty girls streak us a couple of times.
You gotta love that, right?
Oh yeah.
guys
were lining up to sign up for my band, you know.
That's great. Hey, we want to be in that band because they really get the beautiful babes and we see everything, so it's great.
Wow, yeah.
You know, people don't talk about this. Well, they do talk about it, but the award shows have become even mega bigger. But the Grammy Awards are always the creme de la creme, we'll say. And you're familiar with the Grammy Awards. And of course, Everything is Beautiful, that nabbed a Grammy Award. What was that like when you heard that you were getting a Grammy?
Well, you know, I was in Australia when they had the awards that year. And so Glenn Campbell got my award for me. And, but it was a real thrill and a real honor. And, the second Grammy I won was for the arrangement of the year for Misty with the banjo. And I was there for that. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And, Glenn Campbell, we see, sadly, you know, his struggles now, and it was just a beautiful documentary, I think, that was made about Glenn Campbell. And it's interesting because you would have been one of his contemporaries. Do you know Glenn really well? Did you know him well back in the day when you were both out there singing?
Yeah, I knew him pretty well. Nice guy, great talent. Well, what, he could play the guitar like nobody's business, you know, and it was great knowing him, great in being associated.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying that, and they talk about his skills on the guitar for sure. All right, so you have a new album, and it's called Here We Go Again. Tell us about recording that and some of the songs that, you know, how you came up with them, because the songwriting process to me is what's so fascinating.
Well, you know, I've been trying to write songs since I was 15 years old, and you kind of learn after so many failures what not to do and how to structure a song. And so I really enjoy that part of the process. It's I guess maybe the most creative part of making a record is the song. And you know, I had a lot of fun putting this album together. I just signed a new deal with Sony Red to distribute my records, and so we'll be not only on iTunes and Amazon and my website, RayStevens.com, but in the brick-and-mortar stores also, and they wanted a comedy album as the first release from our association. So I said, great, I think that's a good idea, and I've set about to produce that, and I think it turned out pretty well. I got a lot of my buddies to help me get the songs together, and I didn't write everything in the album, in other words, and so I think it turned out really well.
Yeah, and you mentioned at the top when you're talking about the Streaker song, looking at what's happening in society and paying attention, you know, reading the magazines, seeing what's happening. And that's a big influence for comedy, isn't it?
It's a big influence, yes, for anything, I think. I mean, as far as writing a song about current events, if you can throw in something that's on people's minds, I think it helps.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. Of all the shows you played, and there were thousands, is there one moment that you just, it was the place you wanted to play, the crowd was just crazy, and you felt that high that performers get?
Well, gosh, I can't pick one, but there have been several instances like that. Gosh, I've been off the road for 2 years. I'm just going back out as we speak. I signed with an agent a couple, 3 months ago, and we're starting to book show dates right now. So I'm looking forward to getting back out and performing. I'm stammering around here trying to remember a show.
How about the Grand Old Opry? Did you do the Grand Old Opry?
It's always a lot of fun. I just did it, and I sang one of the songs on the new album called Taylor Swift Is Stalking Me, and they loved it. The audience really loved it, and I was so gratified, so flattered that they loved it so much, and the response was just tremendous, and it bore me out on my theory that current events really help. If you sing about something that's on people's minds to start with, it kind of helps a lot, you know.
Absolutely, and you're there in Nashville, and so certainly you know, and everybody knows the lore of the Grand Ole Opry. But what is it about Nashville now? I mean, you've lived there for a long time, and you've seen the transformation. Everybody, Ray, wants to live in Nashville, especially if they're a singer or a songwriter. I mean, it's like now it's sort of the eastern southern version of Hollywood. It's crazy. A lot of people are invading your town. What's that like?
Well, there's a lot of traffic. It's made driving. Oh boy, it's made driving a lot harder, and I don't like that aspect of it. But on the other side of the coin is the fact that we are a thriving city, and you know, I'm gratified that people agree with me that this is a great place to live, because I've loved Nashville ever since I moved here from Atlanta in 1962. So, you know, it's a great place to live. And the New York Times, I think, recently called Nashville the It City. And a lot of people picked up on that in other areas of the media, and I don't know if they use the term It City, but Nashville has been receiving a lot of positive press in the last few months, if not years. And, you know, it's people. I talked to a real estate agent the other day, and she said that people are moving to Nashville at the rate of 15,000 per month.
Wow.
And for a small city like Nashville, that's really an influx. I mean, that's a lot of folks.
That, no kidding, that is a lot of folks. Of all the singers that are out there now that live in your neck of the woods, frankly, who is it that you really say, wow, is it, you know, is it Blake Shelton, who doesn't actually live in your neck of the woods but goes there a lot, Brad Paisley? Who do you hear that you say, that guy really has it, or that woman really has it, and you like to listen to their songs, their music?
Well, you know, all the people you mentioned really have it, and Nashville is so blessed to have the attraction to these folks, and they move here to record, and a lot of them move here to live, and it's just, I don't know, it's a phenomenon. You said it, it's sort of like Hollywood. People are moving here in droves, and it's great to come in contact with these super talented people.
Yeah. Good stuff. Here We Go Again. Pick it up. New album. iTunes everywhere. As Ray said, brick and mortar, so you can get a copy of it. Ray Stevens, continued success, and we'll look for you on the road. Thank you.
Thank you.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time for another version of We Can Count. And boy, there's a lot of things to talk about when it comes to numbers with We Can Count. A lot of times, you know, we zero in on politics, which makes sense because there's certainly so many polls that are taking place now anyway with what's going on with the race to 2016, whether it's with Republicans and Democrats melded in to the polls or the hypotheticals, you know, whatever it is, because really everybody's hypothetical at this point other than Cruz, other than Senator Cruz, since it's just innuendo and, you know, that's what we're talking about. And we'll go there in a second. But before we go there, let's go to this one. Shocking. Two men dressed as women, there's your number, tried to enter the main gate at the NSA. And why were they dressed as women? I don't know. It was shocking. When I looked at the car all smashed up, you could see that clearly that there was a white cloth, which is what you put over a body in a street. So there was one of those cloths over a body. One person was shot dead at Fort Meade after trying to get to the, you know, NSA gate. As I said, we're talking Fort Meade, Maryland, and you all know that, I'm sure. So they're investigating what happened. It happened at 9 o'clock, just right before 9 o'clock in the morning. So I mean, gosh, you always have to be on your toes, right? Are you thinking that, okay, we're going to have some incident on a Monday morning? Was there any kind of a signal that this kind of thing was going to take place? And, of course, the FBI is looking into it. They don't think it was terrorism-related, but they're still at the digging point. There were witnesses that were there, and it took place near one of the gates to the complex, but far away from the main buildings. So here we go again. I mean, there have been other incidents. Supposedly a man reported that his car was stolen from a hotel not too far away. He said he had been with two men who had taken his car. So they're looking into that, whether they were under, you know, some kind of a drug influence or something. But very, very strange that this happened, you know, and certainly when you look at the NSA, you got 95 units from all branches of the armed forces there, and they report to the Defense Department. So there's lots of possibilities of, you know, how many people are we talking about? 11,000 military employees, 29,000 civilians work there, 6,000 people. There's some fat numbers where you live on the base. You know, this, you have to go back to 1917, and this is pretty much, this was a garrison for World War One draftees. So it was so big, it's just a huge complex, and morphed into now modern day what is, of course, the NSA. And that, to me, is, I mean, it's got to be shocking. It's got to shake you up a bit when that happens, because it's not, you know, it's not what you're expecting. Like I said, on a Monday, you're not expecting that to happen. All right, how about this? The Daily Show on the lighter side has a new host. Jon Stewart shocked a lot of people when he decided to step away from hosting The Daily Show, saying that the people that watch it, because they're certainly rabid fans of The Daily Show, deserve somebody who is engaged and not restless. Yeah, see, now I respect somebody who's authentic. That was authentic when he said that. Trevor Noah is the guy who's going to replace Jon Stewart on that sort of, what will I call it? Not sarcastic, satirical news show. It's like the fake news show. And he has big shoes to fill, because when you have somebody that's in any gig for 16 years, that's a long time. I mean, that's a long time to be in any job. So Noah is South African, and he debuted on The Daily Show in December. And Jon Stewart says he's thrilled for Trevor. He says he's a great comic and thinks that he'll do an amazing job on the show. And he's next up, so faces and changes. We're seeing a bunch of changes, actually, even television-wise, and especially guys who have held jobs for a long time, you know, Letterman stepping away and the whole nonsense with Leno, what happened there, but just new faces on the tube. This is a huge story, and it's one that we certainly have talked about in a lot of different ways. And I think that this is just absolutely depressing to think of this co-pilot, this German Wings flight 9525. That's the flight number. Now the word is coming out that he was suicidal at one point, and so young, right? And this is Andreas Lubitz. That's his name. There's not any hardcore evidence as to something that will link him to the exact motive of why this happened. There are now lots of theories, and because of his mental state, the conversation turns to that and why wasn't somebody notified. But certainly it's believed that we know, because he locked the captain out of the cockpit and deliberately crashed the plane into the French Alps last Tuesday, killing 150 people on board. They haven't found any ramblings, writings, conversations where he confessed anything or wrote anything out. But medical records, and this is some of the new stuff, medical records reveal that Lubitz was suicidal at least once, and he underwent psychotherapy. This was before he ever got his pilot's license, however, which would mean, how would they be aware of that? The answer is they wouldn't be aware of that. I'm just 27 years old. And he had visited an eye doctor because of vision problems. So when you have vision problems, that means usually you're going to have problems being a pilot, because if they see that, that's it. I mean, they're not going to put you in the cockpit anymore. And he was up for renewal apparently in July, so I don't know. Does that have something to do with it or not? There was another doctor that says he was deemed unfit for flying because he was too stressed to work. So now it's piecing these doctors' notes together and to whether or not the diagnosis was, you know, flat-out depression. And, the question turns to, could anything have been done? And the only way anything could have been done is if anybody was aware of it, and apparently they were not aware of it. So if you are the supervisor, or if you're running, certainly if you're running that flight, you're the pilot, you wouldn't have any way to know that, because by all other accounts, this was not something that you would have known. He was friendly enough and didn't have anything that visibly gave you a glimpse that there was some sort of a problem. All right, here's another big one for you that's on the radar, certainly, and it does go for numbers. The prosecution has rested its case in the Boston bombing case. There were some grisly photos that were shown, some very sad testimony. And, you know, you think of the 8-year-old boy. To me, when I think, and so many other people suffered as well, but when I think of that sweet face of that 8-year-old boy, Martin Richard, and how he was there so excited to be at the marathon, so excited to be there on the finish line, it's very, very sad. He wasn't the only one, as too many people were lost as a result of this. Really, four in all, but three there at the marathon itself. And they showed Martin's blood-stained clothes. They were displayed in court, shredded, blood-stained, to bring home the point about the Tsarnaev brothers and what they did with those bombs and the lives that they took and the lives that they shattered. And this is exactly, on Monday, how they closed out the case. Showed his clothes, said that, you know, there was no part of his 69-pound body that was left untouched by the explosion. The chief medical examiner testified to that. And they said he bled to death after suffering blast injuries to his extremities, his torsos, everything. And you had jurors that just couldn't handle it, actually. They wept openly. They cried in court. And the boy's parents, of course, were silent. They were there in the audience and just, listened to the testimony. And even the father, Bill Richard, Martin's father, couldn't find the right words to describe what he saw when he rushed to his son's side after the bomb, went off, and said it was really difficult. And I think this testimony brings home what happened and why the whole insanity defense needs to be pushed aside. And if anything, the focus absolutely of this has to be to put away, the Jokhar Tsarnaev, because they had no regard for what they were doing to a little 8-year-old boy or so many others that suffered as a result of those pressure cooker bombs that he and his brother placed along the Boston Marathon route back in 2013. That's a wrap for We Can Count. Keep it here on America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.